TED Audio Collective.
You're growing a business, and you can't afford to slow down. If anything, you could probably use a few more hours in the day. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate, no coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at 3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
A quick new idea daily from the world's greatest TEDx talks. I'm your host, Atossa Leone, and this is TEDx Shorts. Social entrepreneur Liz Powers started art therapy programs to work with homeless populations, and in the process found powerful and successful examples of job lifting, putting the focus not on someone's situation, but on their talents. In today's talk, Liz reminds us how this kind of work aims to highlight the people rather than their circumstances.
Liz, I don't want a handout. I want an opportunity. That's what I've heard over and over for the last 10 years. I've worked with homeless and disabled individuals who don't want to be defined by their circumstance. They desperately want to work, but sometimes their challenges have prevented that. I started off doing casework, working one-on-one, helping get jobs, housing, food resources. And during those meetings, I heard over and over, also, Liz, I'm incredibly lonely. I'm incredibly overwhelmed. And that got to me emotionally. I thought, okay, well, if I keep hearing the same thing in one-on-ones, how can I figure out a way to come together and support one another? And I've been an artist my whole life, so I thought, why don't I start art groups in local shelters? That can be a way to come together and bring lonely individuals right together to support one another. So that's what I did. I switched my career from casework to running therapeutic art groups. One thing I was amazed by in those art groups was the talent, raw talent with artists like Jim. These artists were completely unseen. The artwork would end up in closets of shelters, I found out. It wasn't just the shelter where I was working, but I realized there were existing shelters all across the country. And these art groups were creating amazing artwork, but the big missing piece was a marketplace. My brother and I decided to team up to create a marketplace. We decided to call it Art Lifting, which combines the words art and uplifting. And the goal of this was to work with existing art groups all across the country, curate the top artwork, and create an opportunity for these hidden talents. So that's what we did. One of our artists, Scott Benner, has a pretty wild story. During the recession in 2009, he lost his job. The company where he'd been working for years shut down, and all of a sudden he was out of work. He ended up getting Horner syndrome, which is a disease that makes you randomly dizzy and confused. So all of a sudden, he couldn't operate heavy equipment anymore. His wife got cancer. All of a sudden, both he and his wife were out of work, and they had extreme medical bills to pay. And he ended up homeless. It was tough times, certainly. But he went to his artwork as a way to cope with the stress and as a form of therapy. Every day he'd go to the library, the public library by him, and draw. For his entire life, He's created masterpieces with just a pen and a sheet of paper. For 30 years, he had been doing art therapy, sometimes on Saturdays for 8 hours straight, creating these unbelievable masterpieces. He just Googled homeless artists, and art lifting came up. His caseworker recommended he hook up with us, so he emailed me, and we met up. Surprisingly, he had 30 years worth of artwork in his hand. It was in this big portfolio with duct tape, and we opened it up and went through it all, and I got to see a 1,300-hour-long piece. It's like, wow, you are incredible. We need to get you out there. So Scott and I worked together to make sure he got the attention he deserved. A couple years later, he was speaking at the opening of Art at Google. Scott has sold originals for as much as $25,000. He has licensed mattress deals. But it's not just about the money. The bigger thing is about the confidence of not being defined by his circumstance of being homeless, but instead of being defined by his talent as a really amazing artist. It's about the concept of defining people and seeing, okay, well, over the last 10 years, people keep saying to me, Liz, everyone always focuses on the negative in me, of you're homeless, you're in a wheelchair, or whatever it might be. But with art lifting, my brother and I decided to flip that on its head. And instead of focusing on the negative in people, focusing on the positive, of you are so talented, you created this amazing piece of art. And it's been pretty incredible to see the domino effect. Of all of a sudden, our artists have the energy to do tons of housing applications, or to get a side job, or whatever it might be. But a bigger concept that I think about, beyond art lifting, is the concept of job lifting. How can this concept be expanded? How can it be expanded to your everyday life of thinking, well, what about my colleague? What about my friend? How am I defining them? And what are hidden talents that they have that I can pull out of them? And I also think about the concept of music lifting, or wood lifting, or food lifting. What other talents are out there, especially for individuals who suffer from chronic unemployment? Individuals who have mental health challenges or suffer from disabilities. How can we help them get their talents out there and help them contribute to the economy?
The TEDx talk you just listened to was recorded at a TEDx event in Boston, Massachusetts. All TEDx events are independently organized by volunteers who believe in TED's mission of ideas worth spreading. Special thanks to the organizing team at TEDx Youth at Beacon Street. Want to listen to more TEDx talks? Explore the entire archive on the TEDx YouTube channel. I'm Atossa Leone. Thanks for listening, and see you tomorrow.